Okay, I've been doing so much good content for other people, and I am doing my best to bring it back around to all of you so that you have access to it and know about these different resources that I've been collaborating with. So recently, the team at AOLydia asked me to weigh in with my thoughts on the changing landscape of wholesale trade shows. They put together a blog post, which I will link to here in our show notes so you can go read the whole thing. But it included comments from a number of perspectives in the industry. Ariane Folks of AOLydia, Abby Glassenberg of the Craft Industry Alliance, Morgan Cross, the founder of Originals Duckhead, and myself all weighed in. And we were shedding light on our thoughts about in-person wholesale trade shows as we head into 2024. I know this is a big question mark on all of your minds. You're looking at budgets, you're looking at planning, you're looking at strategy for next year and wondering, if I want to grow wholesale, do I need to be doing these trade shows? And so it was an honor to be included in this blog post. And again, I encourage you to go read it. It was really enlightening, and that link is in our show notes. But I want to use our time together today on this podcast to dive deeper into my personal thoughts on the state of wholesale trade shows and also elaborate on some of my comments that I made on the AOLydia blog post. So today's episode is sponsored by our Unlock Buyer Secrets interview series. To make a first impression, a strong first impression with wholesale buyers, we need to do a few things really well. We need to make it easy for the stores to purchase from us. We need to have clear pricing and terms and conditions. We need to clearly communicate and add value at every touch point and interaction with these customers. And we need to focus on building strong relationships. And all of that becomes infinitely easier when we actively listen to our customers. This on-demand interview series will give you a competitive edge by providing an exclusive window into what buyers want and what buyers need from you. And the best part is it's only $27. So you can get access at prooftoproduct.com/unlock. That's prooftoproduct.com/unlock. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, I want to kick this episode off with some real talk. There's a misconception, there's myths out there that you need to do trade shows in order to be successful with wholesale, and that is just false. Trade shows at one time were somewhat of a mandatory piece for getting in front of your audience on the wholesale side of things. Back in 2009, when I first started exhibiting, that was the easiest, fastest, best way to connect with both prospective customers and my current accounts. And for a brand new business, it was the quickest way to get traction. Now in 2023, as we head into 2024, you all have a lot more resources and tools available to you. And so trade shows are less of a mandatory piece and more of an additional piece. So let me explain this a little more. If you are brand new to selling wholesale, I want you focused on your product line, getting your sales tools dialed in, and then building out your sales and marketing engines. And we teach you how to do that inside of PaperCamp, which you can get more information at prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. But if you are in that newer business, early phase of wholesale, I want you to listen to today's episode as like more of an information gathering session, and I don't want you to be focused on trade shows for your business quite yet. If you are a seasoned wholesaler, if you're already selling consistently to your wholesale accounts and you have a sales engine in place, you have visibility tools, and you're really bringing a lot more traffic to your site, trade shows could be a good way to expand that. It really depends on what your goals are. Trade shows, and I'll get into this in a minute, but for the more seasoned brands that know who they are, have a strong product line, and have a proven track record of sales, trade shows are going to be higher ROI for you compared to a younger brand that's just getting into this. So I wanted to lay that foundation here because I do think there's a lot of people, I see it in our applications and in our information in our community, there's a lot of people that think they have to do a trade show in order to be successful with wholesale. And again, that's not the case anymore. And it hasn't been for a long time. So let's run through the benefits of trade shows and why they've been such an important piece for so long for so many brands and what you need to consider. And then I'm going to talk to you about the changing landscape. Okay, so trade shows, although they are costly and time intensive to produce, basically to exhibit at shows, they do remain, or to attend even as a buyer, they do remain a valuable way for wholesale buyers, sellers, and industry leaders to connect. And when I say connect, I mean connect in ways that aren't necessarily possible online. That face-to-face conversation is just invaluable. And we know that so much can get misconstrued in writing via emails or text messages or even social media posts. And so, you know, I want to talk through what some of these benefits are. From the seller side, trade shows allow product makers to introduce their products to a wide range of buyers. And this includes big box stores that are often hard to get in front of and independent retailers who might be located across the world. Our Paper Camp alumni have met with buyers from Target, Anthropologie, Starbucks, Container Store, Selfridges, Williams-Sonoma, and thousands of independent retailers, again, from all over the world at trade shows. So these trade shows provide opportunities to get feedback on your product line. It allows you to build relationships with new and prospective customers. And it's also a great opportunity to connect with suppliers and sales teams. Really, truly, the list of benefits of being at these shows goes on and on, but your business also has to be at the right phase to take hold of these benefits. I've shared this in the past, but I met some of my favorite suppliers at trade shows. One of them helped me reduce my production costs by up to 15%. For those of you that know your numbers, a 15% decrease in production costs is huge. It was profit back in the business that I was able to reinvest. I also met sales reps who expanded my sales reach in different geographic areas, and both of those relationships put more profit back into the business. I was able to do more, create more product, redo my website, take on special projects, hire coaches. I was able to do these things because my profits were higher. Now, from a buyer's point of view, trade shows enable them to hold, see, touch products in real life and ensure that they'd be a good fit for their store. So if we think about the buying process for candles, in person, you can smell the candle. You can see the size of the vessel. You can clearly see the packaging. It's hard to translate some of those things when you're selling only online. At trade shows, retailers can also be more efficient with their buying time and their energy. It's a lot of work to place these orders. And so walking the show is exhausting. They have to manage their energy. They need to remember what they were there to focus on. They also get distracted by new exciting products. But at a trade show, they can purchase from a large number of sellers who are selling a variety of product categories. And they can do it in a shorter amount of time than it would take for them to filter through online sales platforms or visit individual wholesale website. And it's all under one roof. So it really is efficient for buyers to go see brands and purchase at the shows. So as you can see, these face-to-face connections and the sales opportunities at trade shows are a valuable tool for both buyers and sellers. But as I mentioned earlier, the trade show landscape has changed so much since I started exhibiting in 2009, and particularly so over the last 3 years with the pandemic. So here are the shifts that I'm seeing in our community and within our industry as a whole. The first is more choices. Prior to the pandemic, we saw large numbers of creatives exhibiting at a select number of trade shows. There were a few that people picked, and we had a large contingency at those shows. So for example, we used to have 75 to 100 of our Proof to Product alumni that exhibited every round of New York Now, with much smaller groups exhibiting at other trade shows. In 2023, we had a lower concentration of alumni exhibiting at each show, but we had folks exhibiting at a wider range of shows. So where we once had concentration at specific shows, we are now seeing a wider pool of trade shows that people are exhibiting at, and fewer people from our community and industry are exhibiting at those shows. So this includes New York Now, Shop Object, Atlanta Mart, Las Vegas Market, One of a Kind, Dallas Market, Noted, even Top Drawer in London and Toronto Gift, as well as shows in Australia and Japan. So people are really spreading out and they're taking a look at what other shows might be a good fit for them. Buyers and sellers, they have more options when it comes to trade shows now, which is good. The larger international gift shows are still very popular, but so are regional shows, so are industry-specific shows, and hybrid shows that combine wholesale and retail sales opportunities. So within the Proof to Product community, we're seeing wholesale buyers and sellers experimenting, which is good, with new and different shows to see what works best for their business and their budget. And I say this is good because we're constantly preaching that there is no one show that is, you know, one size fits all. Everyone has a different business with a different audience, and different shows are going to do better for them based on their product line and who their customers are. We are also seeing younger businesses teaming up in shared booths or participating in shared exhibiting spaces within shows. So the Greeting Card Association Village, for example, they host those in New York Now, Atlanta, or Dallas. Now, shared booths aren't anything new. We've had alumni exhibiting in shared booths for a very long time. But to have these like neighborhoods, if you will, inside of trade shows that are run by a third party, so it's the Greeting Card Association that's selling the space in these villages, that is fairly new, and that seems to be a good entry point for a lot of younger businesses that are interested in dipping their toe into exhibiting. The second observation I have is that there are more incentives. With the rise of more trade show options, it has been critical that trade show management take good care of their current exhibitors and attendees to keep them coming back year over year or session over session. So, for example, several trade shows have begun including wall packages with their booth fee. This makes it easier for exhibitors to build their booth displays. You know, they're minimizing an added cost if they had to do it themselves. So again, previously, exhibitors would need to bring or install their own walls, but by providing walls for the exhibitors and including it in the fee to exhibit, it's saving exhibitors setup time. It's eliminating the need to source their own walls. It provides peace of mind knowing that the walls will be installed when they arrive. These types of incentives not only factor into sellers' decision to exhibit for the first time, but it also makes it easier for them to recommit for future shows. I will also say it lessens the decision fatigue that comes with exhibiting at trade shows. My third observation is that buying patterns have changed. I have interviewed dozens of retailers over the last 12 months, and their buying strategies have shifted. A few years ago, they were placing less frequent and larger orders, oftentimes at trade shows where they would see the products in person. With the rise of online platforms like Faire, retailers are placing smaller, more frequent wholesale orders. And this shift is partly due to the buyer incentives that Faire offers. You know, they offer extended payment terms and free shipping. Those are the two main ones. But it also has to do with retailers more carefully managing their cash flow and thinking through how much money they have tied up in inventory. So how does this relate to trade shows? Well, buyers are using in-person trade shows as a scouting opportunity to see products, to meet with brands. And yes, many people are writing orders at the show, but many buyers are also taking information from brands at the show and then placing orders online later. And that later, it could be later that day, later that week, later that month. Sometimes it's several months down the road. Because of this, we're seeing a longer timeline for the wholesale's conversion process, and this is both in person and online. So we have to be patient. If you're on the selling side, you have to be patient and recognize that the buying cycles have shifted. Trade shows are definitely in a state of evolution. Wholesale buyers and sellers are being more discerning about where they are spending their time, their energy, effort, and even their money. You know, it does require these buyers to take time off, be away from their shop, and spend money on hotel and travel and lodging, just like it cost the exhibitors time, money, and energy to get there as well. I do think we'll see a continued rise in the popularity of smaller industry-specific shows where buyers and sellers can not only conduct business, but can also build stronger relationships, because the face-to-face connections and seeing products in person will always be the best source of new sales, new ideas, collaborations. I don't foresee that going away anytime soon. I do think we need to adapt and adjust as the different needs have changed. But those are some of my thoughts as we roll into 2024 with trade shows. You know, exhibitors and buyers have more choices in the types of shows they want to go to. There are more incentives that show management is offering to different exhibitors to try to get them to come back, which I think is good. And then buying patterns have changed. So we need to recognize that that's going to be part of our ongoing challenge. And how does that tie to our choice of whether or not to exhibit is important too. All right, before I sign off, if you are looking for more wholesale resources for your business, if you're growing a product-based brand and you're looking to do more on the wholesale revenue side, head to proof2product.com/courses. We have a number of free and lower-priced products. We're talking like $27 and lots of resources there to help you get started and help you amplify what you're already doing. For example, we've got our 3 Secrets to Maximizing Your Trade Show Investment class, which will help you keep wholesale orders coming in long after your trade show ends. options. Or our Unlock Buyer Insights interview series will shed more light on how wholesale buying cycles have shifted and new retailer buying preferences, how those have changed. So again, you can find all of that and other resources at proof2product.com/courses. Thanks for listening until the end. I'll be back soon with a new episode.